Okay, we are recording.
Okay, I'm calling to order the Budget and Administration Committee meeting for the Cameron Park Community Services District, Monday, April 6th at 5:30 p.m.
We will do
this a little more workshop style. We're going to try it out.
For those that were at the Park and Rec Committee meeting, we'll have a similar approach. So first off, we'll do a roll call. Director Wolfson?
Present.
Director Gilchrist?
Present.
Okay, all present and accounted for. We have a
we
quorum.
We have a quorum. Okay, for the agenda, we will remove the first item in closed session. And I will entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I move we approve the agenda, removing closed session item one.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Agenda approved, 2-0.
Okay. Moving on to the approval of last month's minutes. Are there any additions, changes?
I wasn't here,
so that's
right.
You weren't here, and I have no changes, so I will move to approve the minutes from
second
last month's meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so would you open forum?
Yeah, so okay. This is a time for members of the public may speak to any item not on the agenda. A little bit different than what the agenda has here because we do have a closed session. Members of the public can speak to the items on the closed session because they won't have an opportunity to speak to it before we go into closed session. So are there any members of the public that wish to speak to items not on the agenda? Okay, I see none. Are there any members of the public that wish to speak to the one remaining item on the closed session? Seeing none.
Okay. All right. Well, we will move on to department matters. The first is the resolution for the elections, the 2026 elections. Staff report.
I will do my best Nikki Garrison impression. So the term of three of our board members is up as of this December 2026. These seats are currently held by Director Wolfson, Director Israel, and Director Hitchborn. The election will be held by El Dorado County Voter Registers on November 3rd. And I'll put that last item here at the end. But per the attached resolution, the CSD is requesting the Register of Voters to consolidate said election with the election conducted on November 3rd and provide all necessary services at the district's expense, including publications, nomination document, ballots, sample ballots, election officers, polling places, and canvases. The resolution is attached, and the financial impact to the district is an estimated $17,000. So,
Any questions?
No, this is just something we're forwarding to the board, correct?
This will be forwarded onto the board for full board approval.
Yeah, I don't have any questions.
Any members of the public comment, questions? Okay, all right.
Okay, so
we will move this on to the board with committee approval.
Okay.
All right. Item two, recreation specialist job description.
Okay, so in our current position authorization document, we have a full-time recreation specialist. That position is currently open, and so staff is requesting that Budget and Admin Committee forward to the Board of Directors to approve a change in that position from full-time to part-time seasonal. So essentially, over the past year, we've watched that position. During the summer months coming into actually where we are right now, it's an extremely busy position. But once the kids go back to school, there's a couple sporadic instances of a lot of activity, say, around Christmas time or whatnot. But it doesn't warrant a full-time employee. So to be more efficient with the funds, we're asking that the board, well, the committee first and then send to the board, approve the change in that position from full to part-time. I put some calculations in there. The staffing estimate for this position would be around $21,000, $22,000. The current wage is about $50,000, benefits and all that included, because this is a seasonal part-time position. There would be no benefits to it. So we're looking at saving approximately $20,000 by transferring this to a part-time position. So that is the conclusion. The job description is attached. It's very much in line with the current full-time position, though we've taken a few things out.
So there are changes to the actual job description other than the seasonal?
Yes, there's more changes as far as, there are more changes in there as making it more seasonal, taking away some of the aquatics, etc.
I have no questions.
No, I have no questions.
Members of the public? Okay, so we will move this to the board for approval.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay, moving on to item number 3, contract approval policy.
Okay, so in looking at the contract approval, and it was really spurred by the contract that we are initiating with Elite Management for the landscaping services, questioned some of the language in the policy, and so the request is to clarify policy 3100.40 open market purchases between $5,000 and $25,000. This is where there could be, or there are, particularly with the lead management, a multi-year contract. But the purchasing amount is not set specifically to the one-year term. It's a three-year term, so if it's $10,000, $10,000, $10,000, then it's a $30,000 contract, or is it a $10,000 contract happening three times? I just think for clarity and to eliminate any ambiguity of myself as a GM or anybody else, that we need to have some clarification around whether it's a total amount of the contract, be it a multi-year or individual year contract is self-explanatory. There's really no fiscal impact. It's a change in policy only, and it's just meant to provide more clarity to the people that are authorizing agreements. Do you have any questions?
The total value of the full term.
Yeah, so I'm saying just to protect the district, not find ourselves in an unfortunate situation that, given the general manager's purchasing limit and others, we do it for the total value. So if you have a three-year contract at that $10,000, then it becomes a $30,000 contract. And it would be out of the scope of the approval level in this particular instance.
So the actual policy itself, can that be part of what goes to the board next week?
I would provide a red line of that policy to the board so they can see the before and after. We're not going to take anything out of the policy. We're just going to add a statement that it is the total aggregate amount of any contract, be it multi-year.
Okay. That was it.
John Carter?
Public?
Cheyenne Collins, just questioning this, since with like a multi-year agreement, you know, if you're going to all like have the full amount prorated per year, is this actually going to be approved like through the accounting process? Because it sounds like a method change. So is this something that would be okay? Because it's been run through by like the accounting.
Through the county?
Yeah, the accounting.
Oh, people. Accounting people?
Yeah, since it's, again, multi-year, the way government accounting works in general, you have to like separate the funds based on the year. So just want to make sure that this, since it's a change, it's something that can actually be followed through, like, accounting-wise.
That's a good question, and I'm not quite sure I have a complete answer for you for that one.
Okay.
For the purpose of this, it was just for the authorization.
For the bid award?
To award the contract. But it's a valid point to make sure the accounting can do that. Although we do encumber based on the fiscal year in which the expense is supposed to occur. Whether that ties back to this, I'm not sure. I mean, from a GASB perspective, right? Okay.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Hi, hello. Well, yeah, it does. So each year you're budgeting for that amount. That is the portion of the agreement that is encumbered for that year in the budget process. So it's fiscal year 24-25. It's that portion of the total amount, so it does go through the accounting process. It does go to the board for approval. So that is
the intent. Yeah, fair point. Thank you.
Any other public comment? Okay. All right. So we will move this on to the board with a redlined or updated policy to go with it. All right. Staff updates. We'll turn it over to you, Mr. Armstrong.
Okay. Of course, I left my marked up version behind. So, you'll have in front of you the check register. I don't know if you have any questions on any items in the check register.
I do not.
Does the public have any questions in the check register? No? Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that. A brief update on the audit. We are in process. Accounting has answered the auditor's latest round of very in-depth and detailed questions. The audit is running a few weeks behind, and that is due to GASB 101, the changes that happened for the last fiscal year that we're now currently in the audit, where you have to account for, and that's the term I had written in my notes, but I don't have it with me here, sick leave as a accrued benefit. And if the employer were to leave, much like vacation, sick leave, then it has to be accounted for as a liability.
Does that only apply to public employees?
It's government. GASB.
Accounting.
The Government Accounting Standards Bureau. So it's a government accounting thing. And so because of that is now happening, the district is accounting for that now for the first time. We've had to go back and collect 3 years of sick leave and sick pay for all of the employees of the district. So it's required us to do a lot of digging. That information now has been provided to I.E. Bailey and now the auditor. So it just took a lot of time to get all that. We hadn't really assisted to track that, so it was a manual process. But we're moving forward, knocking on some virtual wood. Things are moving forward good. I believe we're still much further ahead than we've been previously with other audits, so happy about that. The third item, any questions regarding the audit? The third item I bring forward is we need to start to think about renewing our MOU between the labor union and the district. That item I was on here for is from input from the committee, and then also we'll take that to the full board. But I'm not aware, and I had looked, how were the previous people determined to be the negotiators with that district? Generally, it's the general manager and then one other person, either from HR or from senior staff. I don't know who the historian here would be the last time, because we've signed it 2 years ago. Alan Gardner had signed that one, but I didn't see anything where he was authorized. That's not the right word. Where he was appointed as the lead negotiator. So I want to make sure that we're clean, that the board is appointing somebody. So how did that happen?
We were not asked to appoint somebody, and I believe it was probably Alan and Christina, and they then brought the agreement to the board.
Okay.
So do we
got
need to appoint...
Got some head nods over there in the corner.
Yeah,
peanut
right.
Gallery.
Heads are nodding in the back.
Yes. So do we need to appoint somebody here in this meeting or in the board meeting
It would be in the board meeting.
It would be at the board meeting. Okay.
I'm going to look at the previous general manager for...
Yeah, so it's up to the board whether the board wants to have a position on there or if you want the general manager to act as your negotiator. Traditionally, you just give Mark the authority to act as your negotiator. You set what the left and the right are, and then he'll bring that back. If you want to prove anything in those discussions, he'll simply have the conversations and bring those back to the board for ratification.
So then Mark would appoint a senior staff member as well?
It's a completely, you can just assign just Mark,
just
or
Mark,
you can have
no,
Mark
okay.
in you know, HR, or Mark or anybody, you can have bring him as well.
Yeah. In my experience in contracts, it's always good to have two people.
Absolutely.
So our
in
HR rep might be a good idea, our contractor.
Our contractor.
So
this is really an awareness. I just wanted to, in an open setting, had this discussion because I couldn't find any, you know, there's no thou shalls or thou shall nots on this, so I just want to make sure that we're completely transparent in this regard. So with your approval, I'll take this forward to the board for discussion.
Dusty, did you have your hand up? No? Okay. I thought you had your hand up.
He was volunteering the...
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Any comments from the public? Thank you for your input.
Okay. Moving on to 26-27, preliminary budget.
Preliminary budget. Okay, so we are at the conclusion of our fiscal Q3. We are running our budget to actuals, and we're calculating how much is already committed to expenses in Q4. We'll use that as our baseline as we prepare the budget. I've created a budget workbook. I've drafted off of the previous work that was done here. And so the format and the process will be very familiar to staff. Last time around, we did have a person in the finance seat that was quite helpful. So we don't have that right now. Hopefully we can get somebody on board. Otherwise, we'll rely on the accounting staff to help us, at least with some of the reporting that comes out of the system. So
is Ken fully retired then? Not helping us anymore?
He's not. He's advised us that he wants to retire, but we don't have a formal cessation of the agreement.
Okay.
So he would obviously be a resource that I could tap into, although he is very busy and in the process of trying to retire, so I'm not exactly quite sure how much time I get from him. Anyhow, I just want to let you know that we're starting that process. It's good timing right now because we have a really good handle. A lot of our heavy costs are already kind of baked into the Q4 numbers, so we should have a pretty good glide path to where we're going to end up in Q4 and then make the adjustments. We, you know, obviously we had the mid-year budget adjustments, so we've got a good handle on where we were just, what, 2 months ago, or time flies, 1 month ago. So we're working on that. It's a work in progress, and in future meetings I'll continue to update you as we go along.
Any comments on anything from the public? Okay. All right, moving on. Items for future committee meetings. Are there any additional items we need to add?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Items to take to the board of directors. So we said we will take the election resolution, the recreation specialist job description, the contract approval policy.
And... whether who we're going to appoint for the MOU.
And who will we appoint for the MOU.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, okay. All right. Matters to and from committee members and staff. So I'll start with, first of all, congratulations to Mr. Kellen Richards over there for his promotion to assistant chief.
Yay.
And welcome to Danny Garrison, our new operations manager.
Yay.
So.
That was fast.
Yeah.
Dang. You weren't kidding.
So anything else that you
have? Anything else for the board?
I do not.
Okay.
So then
yes.
At...
Oh, sorry.
Now he has his hand up.
Now I got my hand up. With that, yes, today is Callan's first day as assistant chief with Cal Fire. He'll be overseeing Cameron Park and the McClellan Air Tanker Base. So him and I will spend the next month or so transitioning roles. And then Callan's got a hire behind himself as well. So you'll see a new battalion chief probably within a couple of months with our hiring practices. And then, no offense, you will see less of me at these meetings, and he will not. I am very much looking forward to getting 3 nights of my month back.
We'll fill it with something else.
Congratulations, Callan, and we're starting that transition process today, and we'll continue on. You'll see me for the next couple months fairly regularly until we can get Callan's feet underneath him in the new role and get him some help with the battalion chief.
Okay.
And then we'll introduce the new battalion chief to you when we hire him.
Okay.
Also the point of contact for the battalion chief and the division chief. Sorry.
And the fire marshal.
And the fire marshal.
Uh-huh.
Does it change?
Can we give suggestions?
Yeah. Right. I have one.
No, you cannot go back to the fire.
I had thought about that. That's a good idea.
Did you have something?
Congratulations.
I didn't.
Oh, okay. All right. So if there's nothing else, anything from the public, then I will adjourn at 5:52 to close session.
Wow. Close session.
Do you want to stick around?
I don't know. That was 6 minutes longer than I wanted.
Just longer than you wanted.
We can turn the recording off, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got.
We're back on.
So we are reconvening the budget and administration meeting from closed session at 6:04. And direction was given to staff to bring forward a professional services agreement with CSD and SPS at the next board meeting. And 4.
Adjourning at 6:04.